The AFL draft started and the number one pick overall has gone to the Giants. His name is Aaron Cadman and we've got him on the line right now. Aaron, congratulations from the team, mate. Must have been a fantastic time last night for you.
Yeah, no, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. Last night was surreal. It was just better than I could have ever imagined it went. So, yeah, no, it was a pretty special night.
Aaron, it's Jude Bolt, mate. Congratulations. I mean, you were left out of the Vic Country's initial squad of 50 players at the start of the year, but then you came in and then you made All-Australian at the Nationals. How that meteoric rise this year, how did it feel for you?
Yeah, no, that was awesome. Because I kind of come into the year as a winger, as a skinny wingman, and then the coach of the Rebels sat me down and said, we might throw you down forward for a couple of games and see how you go. And thank God he did, because it worked out pretty well in the end. So, yeah, no, I'm really fortunate. With the blokes at the Rebels, all the coaches down there have helped me lots to improve my game and my footy smarts and everything like that. So, yeah, no, they've been massive in my rise. And, yeah, no, I can't thank them enough.
Mate, what's your family going to do, mate? They're going to be down now, an apprentice electrician, mate. So what are you going to do there, mate?
He's already replaced me. He's out with the old Nimitz.
Good stuff, mate. Congratulations.
Now, certainly Giants need you, mate. It's been a tough old time since they got beaten in that grand final, and there's a lot of support out there. They want a winning team. Do you feel that? Do you feel that sort of pressure already, or is it one of those things where you're just going to be part of the system and you're going to slowly but surely work your way in?
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things where it's kind of out of my control. I think if I can get in there and establish some good relationships with the players and hopefully there's a good culture around the boys and everyone buys in, and hopefully we can play as a team. And I think that's when all the winning will come, and when we're all close and we're all on the same page.
And everyone sort of likened you to a Jeremy Cameron type player, and you've got a chance to sort of interact with him over the time and have a few coffees. What was that like to sort of speak to Jeremy Cameron and sort of pick his brains about elite footy?
Yeah, it was really special. I was lucky enough, yeah, to have a few coffee dates with him and pick his brain as much as I could. He was really good. He just gave me some really good pointers on something to do in footy and then outside of footy. So obviously, me and him are similar builds. We're not the strongest blokes going around and that stuff. So, he was just telling me, giving me tips on body position and how to match up against those bigger, stronger defenders. And then he was also telling me about, obviously, he's got his release from footy. He's got that balance with his farm and his comedy stuff that he does on Instagram. So he was just making sure you always got a balance between life and footy and try not get too caught up in all the footy stuff.
Well, it's good you bring that up too. For a young bloke now, like, social media is such a big part of it now, even in the Socceroos, you know. They were talking about how, the coach was saying, look, he doesn't really want him to be on social media, you know, obviously a big win. But even for you young guys, I know you get educated on that, and it's up to what you guys do with your social media, isn't it?
Yeah. Social media is huge nowadays. So no matter what you do, it's always on there. So, yeah, you got to be as careful as possible.
Hey, Aaron, there was a little bit of, word around that you were going to be number one. Did you feel that? Did you hear that? Were your mates sort of saying, oh, mate, you're going to go number one here? Like, there's got to be some excitement around that. What was it like for you yesterday in the build-up?
Yeah, as soon as that trade went through, that mega trade went through, I reckon I had 15 messages from all my mates saying, Holly, you might go number one. It was a long wait until they told me the other week that they're going to take me, and then I still wasn't 100% sure that I was going at number one. And yeah, they sat me down and asked me, where do you want to go? Do you want to go pick one or two? And I think pick one, it just helped me better myself. I really like the pressure, and yeah, I think I could turn that into motivation, and it would just make me a better player. So,
and Aaron, I guess the Giants have had time to now prepare and think about where you're going to live and when they get you up here. What day do you get on the plane to get into Sydney, and then who do you reckon you'll live with?
So I come up on the Thursday morning, and then I'm pretty lucky. I get to stay with Toby Green for 2 weeks until Christmas. So
good luck.
Special. I can't wait. So, yeah, I can't wait to learn as much as possible off him and pick his brain a little bit.
Can I ask something? Yeah, sorry, you go, guys.
I was just going to say, make sure you pick the good stuff and the bad stuff, because Toby's got a little bit of both there.
Yeah. Plays on edge. Yeah. We love him.
Mate, I've got to ask you, when you're going through your sport and that, when you're going up, what else did you like play, and who were your sort of heroes and people that you looked up to in and around, you know, sport?
Yeah, I was a big cricket man. I used to play cricket growing up. I was probably a bit more cricket than footy, actually, growing up. But that sort of faded away slowly. Also, I played a little bit of basketball just for fun. And then my hero was Jack Riewoldt, because I was a big Tiger boy growing up, and the way he used to go about it and on and off the field. And, yeah, he was just a special person to me.
Well, mate, it's so wonderful to hear that excitement in your voice. Congratulations. We look forward to catching up with you in the build-up to the new AFL season. Have a great time when you come up on Thursday. And welcome to the Giants. Welcome to Sydney. And thanks for your time, the Savo, Aaron.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Cheers, mate. Pleasure. Absolute pleasure. Aaron Cadman there, the number one pick in the AFL draft. The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.